Yo, welcome to the Two Broken NYC podcast. This right here is Johnny Facts. I'm right here with my boy
Axel Flex.
And the one thing I'm gonna tell you guys who have not been in New York City, who's thinking about going to New York City for their vacation, for a weekend madness plan, I just want to say one thing. You go to New York City, you have to go pay this tribute. You know what I'm saying? You have to pay this daily tribute that everyone must pay. You ain't special.
It's not even daily here, Jack. Actually, each time you want to go in one direction, you're playing this tribute.
Oh, yeah.
And that tribute, my friend, is the 275 MTA train here.
And you can't negotiate that. Mm-hmm. You can't negotiate that. If you let me tell you something about this MetroCard. This MetroCard, if you lose it, there's no replacement. You gotta pay an additional $275, but you get a new one. There's no tracking app. If you forgot to reload your card, guess what? Guess who's late for work because they gotta go find a station that they can reload it. There's a lot of tributes.
And the amazing part is, I mean, technically, they could get the daily unlimited, but the thing is, most people that are visiting don't even know that the daily unlimited is a thing. They might just end up putting $20-$30 on this card, and then they go somewhere for lunch, they go maybe sightseeing, then somewhere for dinner, whatever the case is, that's 4 or 5 rides for the day.
Well, that's if they didn't lose it. Because let me tell you something, man. If some tourist drops a weekly Metro card, there is no return. There's no, sir, you dropped this. No. An average New Yorker will just take that, swipe it, see what's on the balance, see that as a weekly card, and just say, ooh, I'm living good this week. Ain't got to pay none.
Exactly, and now, let's just say you're the dude that loses the card. You're probably considering, wait, that turnstile is only reaching, like 3 feet up in the air, Johnny? I'm pretty sure most people will hop over that.
It's tempting. It's tempting.
It is tempting.
No, you look both ways. Tempting. You look both ways and see no one's watching. You think it's good?
I guarantee you. You can look both ways. I promise you no one's going to be watching. You look left, you look right, you look forward. The train stop is empty. There's nobody behind you, nobody but you. Hop that train style. Do it. And guess what happens, John?
Sir, why don't you
tell them what happens, actually?
Sir, what did you do? Sir, do you not have a MetroCard?
Wait, sir. But Johnny, who's saying sir right now?
The NYPD.
Is this the mysterious NYPD that came out of nowhere?
Mm-hmm. Like ninjas, they always around when you do a misdemeanor. Always around. Mm-hmm. But if we talk about a fight in the train,
yeah,
they ain't there. If we talk about a robbery, exactly, Someone's wallet got stolen, they ain't there.
Uh-huh.
You know.
And you see, that leads to the BS that you deal with when you are traveling in New York. You know, a simple thing like hopping the turnstile for a 275 ride will make the NYPD mysteriously pop up and give you a ticket.
And oh,
almost 100% of the time.
Oh, since you mentioned 100%, you know how much that ticket's gonna cost you, buddy? $100. $100. Mm-hmm.
Just imagine that you don't have the money to pay $275, but you get a hit with $100 ticket, right? So that's the amazing part, right? The cops will show up for that, right, Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say you was walking on the train stop and somebody robbed you. How long you think the cops will take to show up?
30 minutes. 30 minutes.
Will show up? Actually, that's a better question.
Will he show up?
Yeah.
I think you got a better chance talking to the MTA workers. And then they informed the police of what happened. And you just go home with no wallet. With a probably a one fare MetroCard, not even like a full day, it was a half fare.
Yeah, and you see that's the big part of the BS when you take on the train. Something like hopping the turnstile. These guys, they're like, it's like you're watching Mission Impossible or something. They pop up out of nowhere, like they're like a magician, just like Houdini, just popping up, and then you know something serious is going on. What happened? There's nothing. Absolutely not.
Nope. If someone is giving you the evil eye, the bug eye, it's just saying, yo, it's on site, bro. It's on site. Just saying that to you, there's no cop around for you to go walk next to and be safe. And be safe.
They somehow spend 100% of their effort is looking out for people as hopping the turnstile instead of preventing muggings, preventing fights, and all these other kind of, I would say they're important, but, you know, maybe we're wrong.
But no warnings? No warnings? You instantly charge someone $100?
It's all about paying. It's like you said, call the dues, man. You gotta pay the dues.
Yeah.
You don't pay the dues. It just don't work out.
And I'm going to let everyone know this too. When you pay that tribute, just know that it does not equal good service. Okay? It does not mean good service. You just pay that tribute.
Come on, man. Come on. What do you mean doesn't equal good service? I think that good service goes into BS angle number two. And that's the sick man that gets on the train. Have you ever had this incident happen to you, Johnny? You know, let me just even start it off for everybody. So, guys, you get on the train, right? Well, Johnny and I get on the train to go to work in the morning. We try to make it to work on time. So we catch a train that we're looking to catch. We get there, then the train stops. Why does it stop? You hear the announcement, sick passenger on board. So, and they stop it at a proper train stop, so that way they can get health care to the person. So, back to what John is saying, you're paying this amount of money for each trip, so make sure that there's proper service. So you're thinking, alright, we have the train stop, somebody's going to pull up in 5 minutes, 6 minutes, you know, the EMT workers to help this sick person out. How long are you going to be sitting there, Johnny?
If you got a sick person, a sick passenger on your train, you ain't going nowhere, buddy. 30 minutes, maybe an hour, depends on how fast the ambulance shows up to pick up that person.
And that is the customer service you get on the MTA. It's one to none. And by one to none, I mean on a scale of 1 to 10, it's 1 or none. Never 10.
Nah.
Oh, man, it's ridiculous. Yeah, I remember, one time I'm on the train, right? This is back when I'm in college, so I'm working super early in the morning, right? I'm talking, I catch the 5:24 a.m. train, by the way. 5:24 a.m. People still sleeping. I already showered, ate breakfast, and I'm on the train going to work. The train stops like halfway. I hear the announcement, sick passenger on board. And I see the dude. It turns out the dude is actually on my cart, right? He goes and he rings a thing, like for the emergency stop or whatever, however it works. He rings it, he sits back down on his seat. Right? Mm-hmm. The door is wide open at the train stop. He sits down. The dude starts puking all over inside the train.
So wait, hold up. So you're telling me this guy was on the same car as you, sitting down, he started feeling sick.
He gets up.
He gets up, hits the button of hits the button. The train's already at a stop. It's already at a stop, right?
Yeah.
It has the stop has benches. It has MTA employees around the area. But after he decides to press that button, he walks right back to his seat and then throws up, then vomits. In the same car with people who's just trying to get to work and go to school.
And then he started yelling at everybody. He's like, "I'm not leaving here until an EMT comes to help me."
That is selfishness right there. That is.
And everybody, right? Especially if you guys aren't familiar with how the MTA system works in New York. So there's a train that goes uptown and downtown. So it goes both ways, right? But the train line only has space for one train. Because that train is there, no other train can come to go uptown. The only trains that are available are the ones going downtown. So even if you took a train back downtown, all the trains behind the one that I was on is delayed. So literally, there was no hope of me getting to work on time. I sat there for 45 minutes before the EMT showed up. And I was so happy because, you know, 45 minutes. I mean, it's not like I caught the 5:24 train to go to work early. You know, your idea is attached to go to work late, right? Really?
Oh, well, no, yeah, that was the exact purpose, man. Mm-hmm. Waking up probably, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, eating your breakfast, taking a shower.
No, nobody wakes up and says, "I'm going to catch the 5:24 train to go to work early." He's like, "I'm going to catch it so that way I have enough time to make it to work late."
Yep, you go to work, your boss is yelling at you. "Yo, Axel, what's going on, buddy? What's going on? This is the third time you're being late, man. One more time, I'm going to let you go. I'm sorry.
I'm out here, I'm a broke college student, trying to make myself a cool 6 or 7 hours in the morning so I can go to class in the afternoon. And this dude out here making me late to work. Can't even make my hours."
That is a New Yorker's nightmare. And that's a New Yorker's burden. You know what I'm saying?
You see, that's the bullshit. Like, tell me not. This dude is sick. He knows it. He is so sick. He gets up and he presses the button. But the thing is, the train stopped and the door is open. He could have just walked around and go out the door and puke out on, the platform or something.
Nah. Misery loves company. If I can't go to work, you can't go to work.
But, you know what's the amazing part? It's not like if you went out on the platform, you would have got no assistant. Your MTA worker's on the platform, so they could have got him an EMT too. Well, the EMT guys or whatever they're called.
But
they could have got the EMT workers to come assist them on the platform instead. He decides he wants to wait in the train.
Dude, you missed the point, man. He told you. He told you. "I ain't leaving until help shows up. If I can't go to work, you ain't going to work. If you got a team project to present to your class and that is 40% of your grade, well..."
Yeah.
"Let's hope that you was not the leader of that group. Let's hope that your team can totally handle that presentation."
It amazes me till this day. And that isn't the only instance that this has happened. I mean, a sick passenger on the train, I feel like to the average New Yorker, that happens at least once a month, man. At least once a month.
But hey, but don't forget the signal delays. Don't forget the signal delays, man.
Now you're getting me sorry. So you see, back in the good old college days, I used to take the 5:24 a.m. train.
Mm-hmm.
There was no signal delays there, but obviously you get your corporate job, and these jobs follow more of a 9-to-5 schedule. So you're catching the 8 o'clock train. It sounds good.
Whoa, wait. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
8 o'clock?
Yeah.
8 o'clock? Oh, buddy, sure. Come on. You should know better.
The 8 a.m. train is the you're gonna be late to work train, everybody. That's the train that you get on to get the signal delayed. From 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. is signal delay hour. It's rush hour in New York City, and somehow rush hour means that there are signal delays.
Yep.
It's not like the MTA, I guess, have engineers or anything that can calculate the amount of train traffic that's going through. I mean, it's not like it's the road or anything where there's like a million cars on the road. They calculate how many trains they push out, but yeah, there's signal delays every morning between 8 and 9. How?
Because it's the MTA letting you know that you don't dictate the time. They dictate the time. Okay, man? So
you ever been on a train where the train conductor would announce, hey, this is MTA train, yada yada, this is a number, let your boss know that you was late because of this train?
No.
Have you heard any announcements like that?
Nope.
So I've been on the train a couple of times and I've heard that. So this is let me see, what I've heard, not a lot, but I've heard it a couple of times. And every single time I hear the people on the train, like, my boss don't give a shit who you are. I'm late.
So it's everybody. Everyone's cursing at that conductor. Like, yo, man, you're right on the station. Just park it and open the damn door. I'm about to be 15 minutes late. I gotta run to my job, man. I got bills to pay. My boss is on me, man. He's on me. Come on, just park. Cause, dude, let me tell you something. The most irritating thing that happened during 8 o'clock hours of the signal delays is when the train is literally on the stop. It hasn't fully, it's not fully in the stop, but you see the exit to leave the station. You see it.
Yeah.
All the conductor has to do is open the door and you good. Does not do it.
You know, that reminded me of one time I was on a train, right? So, I usually get on the, when I'm going, usually the last car, right? So, I'm on the last car, literally, right? The first half of the last car is at the platform.
Mm-hmm.
The second half isn't because of the train delays. And this is literally one stop away from my stop. So, I can get off and I can walk to work from there. There's only one stop. City stops aren't that big. It's typically still walking distance, as if it's like one or two stops. I sat there for 20 minutes. 20 minutes, dude.
I hope you had nothing planned for that, man. I hope you just was just walking around the city.
No. It just, you know, I had a, what was it, like a 9:30 meeting that I had to prep for. So instead of me prepping for the 9 a.m., I just got in there and winged it. You know, just a regular.
Mm-hmm.
Just a regular. Oh, man. Yeah, if my boss is listening, yeah, I'm always
for New York traffic, man. Got to, you know. Like, it's crazy how you say train traffic when it's only one road. Only one.
It's only one road, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the MTA, they calculate how many trains they put out. They calculate the timing of everything. But yet there's a signal delay. And it's not like these train conductors don't know the train lines by, like, they can probably drive the train with their eyes closed because they do it every day. You know, every single day for the whole year, for years.
Mm-hmm.
But not really. This is the MTA. It's like I said, the customer service is a wonder.
It's... You don't go there for customer service, man, because you ever been on a train and it was the express train and then suddenly the conductor turns on his speaker and says, this train is now going local. What? Local.
Dude, those are like half these days of my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I left work a little early to get home a little early. To only find out that I'm actually going to get home later than when I leave work the regular time because the train's not any local.
Yeah, it's great just having more time on train than being on a date, right?
And you know what usually happens when that happens? So now the train is going to stop at every single stop. And now everybody's going to try to pack on that one train.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have everyone that wants to get on the express train hopping on that train. Everyone that wants to get on the local train is hopping on that train. And there's always that one dude, the train is packed, nobody else can fit. He'll poke his head in the door. He'll be like, yo, I see a space in the middle of the train. Y'all better move in so I can fit. Or y'all ain't going nowhere because I'm going to hold the door until I can get inside.
Yep, you get that. Or you might get the stupidest person in the planet to try to get on the train, but could not, but then decides, you know what? I got good hand strength. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let the door close, and I'm going to hang on to the edges of the door and train surf. And then once, he does that for a couple of maybe 5 minutes, falls off. Guess what? The train has, we have a delay on the train because we're conducting an investigation.
Now, you know what it is, Johnny? You know the game Subway Surfer?
Mm-hmm.
I think they play the game too much. You know what it is? They get to that.
Yup.
I think that's what's really going on here.
That's what happened, man. The games are killing our kids right here.
Dude, one day we're on the train, there are these two ladies, the train isn't packed, by the way, this day. The train was fairly empty. I mean, there was a couple seats they could have sit down, but it was two of them, and there was no connecting seats, so they would have to sit apart, and I guess they wanted to talk, whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to stand, and obviously, to everyone, if you never took an empty train before, there's seats, and then there's handrails for you to hold on. So they're on the train. They don't hold on. They just decide to... there's like an empty space in the middle. They're like, oh, let's just stand here. Every single time the train breaks or makes a drastic turn, they fall. So they fall the first time. They get back up. What would you do if you fall the first time when you weren't holding on, Johnny?
Hang on to the railing.
So I've seen them fall, right? So I'm like, oh wow, they're probably gonna go by the railing though, because you know they're probably tired or whatever. They don't know how the train works. They get up. They stand right back in the middle. Next stop, they fall down again. Literally, I'm talking falling out. They get back up, and they come on there a second time.
Are they tourists?
Huh?
Are they tourists? Is that something tourists right there? Can't be from you.
I think they were out. I think. I'm not going to even judge. But anyway, so the train goes.
Whoa, what do you mean you're not going to judge? You have two people not hanging on to the safety railings of a train. And every time the train turns, they keep falling and not learning the lesson.
Mind you, dude. Right? So I get on the train in Manhattan, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get on the train in Manhattan, too. They get off the train in Brooklyn. From when they got on to when they got off, they did not hold on. They just kept falling over and over and over.
They drunk.
Every time they fall,
they drunk.
They weren't having drunk people conversation or anything. They just genuinely look confused. I don't know.
They was on something, man. It was on something. How do you let yourself fall 3 or 4 times and not learn the lesson? No.
You know, I'm sitting there. I'm like, should I even offer help or what should I do? And then part of me is like, you know, these seem like the people where they'll go somewhere and some sort of be like, all right, your total is like $10, they'd be like, I know it's $10, but I'll pay $100. I'd rather overpay or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the type.
Yo. To the audience right now, I just want you guys to know, if you guys are not in New York City, the MTA subway system is full of crazy and funny stories. You know, like one day you could be waiting for your train stop. You see a dude who's new to the city, or he's new to taking the trains. He realizes he's on the wrong side, and he realizes the side he's on is downtown, and he needs to go uptown. So he decides, wait a minute, I don't want to go back upstairs, swipe again for the other side, know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna run and jump to the other side. That's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do. Okay, I'm gonna throw caution out the wind because I think I can make it, bro. I think I can make it, bro. You know, Sutton, bro. Record this and put it on Instagram, Vine, Snapchat, Facebook. I want everyone to see me do this daredevil stunt. Let's hope no train's coming. Let's hope no train is coming. No, wait. Hang on. Let's hope a train comes, because it'd be kick ass if I jumped at the last moment before the train hits me.
Dude, that's what you call parkour, man.
Yup. Parkour. That's what everyone's doing, man. You watch Mission Impossible one day, and you want to, and you thinking, no, I can do that. Uh-huh. I can definitely do that.
Johnny, let's give everybody some of the train stories that we've had in our years of commuting.
Oh,
let's start.
We gotta start off with the morning commute. So I'm talking about when I was in middle school. I'm going from Brooklyn to Queens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking the J train. J train. I'm on the train at every, I say, about 7 o'clock on the dot. Taking the train. I had no smartphone, no MP3s, no nothing to like cover my ears and listen to music. I just had nothing. So I was asleep on the train, you know, young, and suddenly, I just hear a grown man in black with a little black book. Little black book with a, I don't know what exactly is this item, a T on it, a T on it, golden. First he clears his voice and he just says, "Y'all going to hell because y'all don't believe in the Lord. Y'all sinning, y'all drinking, y'all sexting. Y'all talking to the devil, y'all should be talking to the Lord." For about
right? Give a donation, though. You got to remember the most important part back there, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Please leave a donation. Support the Lord.
Support the Lord. Donate some of your ill-gotten gains into this bin so that y'all can be walking
to the Lord. The Lord may spare you. You forgot the most important lines that he spit out after he says all these things. The Lord may save you. I remember this same dude, Johnny, because when I used to take the train, he would be there every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Y'all sinning. Y'all sinning in here. Well, y'all should be on your, well, y'all should be praying.
And make it worse. If you walk past him and you don't leave a donation, he starts all over again. And then if you leave that donation, God bless you. God bless your kind soul.
right after he just say you going to hell, once you give him that dollar, he just, God bless you, son. God bless you. I know you're the good ones. I know the good ones.
There was him, right? So, where are you at there, right? So, there was a J train.
Mm-hmm.
There's an E train. So, whatever. So, I'm taking the E train one day. The train pulls in. This is where I'm new, fairly new to all. I'm taking the train, by the way. So, I don't even know better. The train pulls in. The train is super packed. I'm talking, like, jam-packed. I don't even think I could have made it to stand on the train. Then I see this one empty cart. So I run from where it's all super packed.
No.
And I go straight and tell them, wow, everybody out here is idiots. Like, look at them, man. I'm about to get a seat on the train. Ooh. So I get in the train. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I get in the train. And as soon as I get in, I don't know if you don't mind. And then the door is closed. And I breathe in. And as soon as that breath goes inside, I'm ready to puke. I turn around and I see about anywhere, I'd say close to like 10 homeless people in the train. And it smells so, in that train car, and it smells so bad. Like, I'm ready to puke. Like, I can't breathe. And make it worse, Johnny. This is the train stop where it's an express train. So next train stop is like 6 or 7 normal train stops away because it's going express.
Dude, I know exactly what you're talking about. You should, dude. You should have been suspicious.
I was new. I just started all of this, so this set hit me, and I don't know what to do. Right? So I'm looking around. I'm like, I'm dying, man. I'm dying, right? And then I spot this guy and this girl.
Mm-hmm.
He got his arm around her, right? And they're just sitting there, just like chatting it up, like nothing's wrong. Like, you know, how are you, love? I'm good, sweetheart. How are you, love? Like,
because they got that Vicks vapor up. That's what happened.
What the hell? I want to be in love like you. That shit is so genuine. You can't smell shit.
No, they put vapor up. I'm telling you, man, Vicks works, bro. When you try to not smell a certain smell, rub that Vicks vapor up.
I don't know what that couple was on, like, whatever, what do you call it, like, honeymoon phase they're on, that I'm so into each other, they can't smell what's going on around them, like, literally, that dude has, like, a big smile on his face, like, he's breathing through his mouth, breathing out, like,
they in love, man.
I didn't even want to open my mouth on that tree, I felt like I was tasting this shit.
That's the power of love, man. That's the power of love right there. Because they wasn't in love. They would just be scratching at the windows. Just like, let me get out of here, man. I can't breathe.
Bro, I literally, as soon as that train stopped, I ran out that car. I didn't even bother to go to the next one. I was like, I'm going to take the L and go late today. Like, it doesn't even matter. I'm done.
But wait, dude. You at least have to witness someone decide to beat the big man of moving by moving their furniture in the subway. You know what I'm saying? They decide to move their couch, their big, comfy leather couch, into the train station and onto the trains because they want to beat the system, bro.
To begin with, I don't even know how this happened, dude. The turnstiles is like 2 feet narrow. These guys are so innovative, they fit in a 15-foot, like, sofa down the train, in the train. Like, how do they do it, dude? How?
You find a way. That is New York strength, mm-hmm. Right there. You find a way.
You know, I'm pretty sure. That dude with the Bible that was trying to sell the Bible, or like preach from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure these words came out his mouth. Where there's a will, there's a way. And you guys are going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they do it. And then they'll get on the train, they'll take up half a cart, and they're just like chilling.
They took up like 5 seats just for that couch. Eight seats.
That's the crazy part though. The whole MTA like platform, the actual subway stuff, it's all disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
It's very dirty, and they're moving the furniture that they're putting in their apartment in, that they're putting back in their apartment. That, you know, they're gonna be laying on the stuff and it's getting on. Oh man, that's just disgusting. Just. Take the $20
L
and get a U-Haul truck.
Nah, bro. Why I gotta pay someone to go move my furniture? Yes, I don't own a car. Yes, I don't own a car or a truck, or I don't have a friend that actually has a truck or a car or a license. But you know something? I am 3 stops away. I'm 3 stops away from my new place from my old place. So you know, son, I'm gonna cut the middleman and do it myself.
You're right. You're a one-man army. Just hold that soap all on your own. Carry it down like 40 stairs. Carry it up 40 stairs. One-man army.
Mm-hmm.
You can't help. You see a man that's bringing a soap down on his own. All these stairs. You're getting it on the train. You're getting it up. No one can tell that man. That man will pick you up and throw you on the train.
Oh, yeah, no. If you try to fight that dude on a topside train station, nah. You are crazy to fight that man. You are crazy.
Like, you know, there's the movers, and then there's the bike dudes. The bike dudes, man. I remember one time, Johnny, I'm taking the train, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this dude gets on the train with his, like, huge bike. Like, the bike is... I don't even know, like, size of the bike or whatever. He gets on the train, it's whatever. I mean, you know, the dude got a delivery job, that's fine. It is what it is. But he ends up, the wheel of the bike ends up touching this lady. The lady starts going off on him. Like, you bum, you hit me with your bike. So the dude politely says, I'm sorry, it was an accident, I didn't mean to. I was rushing, didn't want to miss the train, go to work. Not go to work, go home, because we were going the opposite side, so you're going downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, yeah, you know, made a mistake, just leave him alone. This lady keeps going off on the train, on the guy, right? The whole train is actually going off on the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then she tells the dude, she's like, you know what? If my daddy was here, he would have smacked the shit out of you. The dude ends up telling, he's like, you know what? If I was a daddy, I would have smacked the shit out of you. Good thing I ain't your daddy.
And that's just an average New Yorker conversation right there. That's an average New Yorker conversation.
And mind you, right, so when the guy's about to get off the train, right, so he's getting ready to get off. The girl's like, oh, look at you a bum. Look at the neighborhood you live in. You live in a foggy neighborhood. So I'm like, wow, man, this girl is saying that this area is foggy. Like, I guess she's probably getting off here. She's probably, like, going to transfer go on some other train, take it back to the Hamptons or something, the way she's talking. Like, you're such a bum. Like, you can't even afford to live in my neighborhood. Like, that's what she's telling this dude, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets off. One stop later, guess what she does?
She gets off? Nope. Yeah.
One stop later. mind you, he was one stop closer to Manhattan. She was one stop further. You do the math, the closer you get to Manhattan is usually the more expensive it is.
Mm-hmm.
So who's the real bum there?
No, this is probably what it was. She probably lives in Brooklyn. Right? We're talking about probably Crown Heights, Brooklyn. And
I'm on the E train this time. This is, she gets off at Grant Avenue.
Grant Avenue.
Yeah, the Grant Avenue trap stop on the
E. Oh, that man, she don't know the real world. That's not something you be prideful about. You don't say that.
No. So and for all the New Yorkers, you guys. So he obviously he got off at Euclid and she got off at Grant. And if anyone, you know, if you guys aren't familiar with New York in terms of distance, it's probably like 15, 20 blocks apart, maybe, if that much. I'm not too sure, like, this is like, but it's very close to each other. It's neighboring neighborhoods, pretty much.
So, yeah, nah, she is just...
Yeah.
We have a bunch of those.
It's all those New Yorkers that, like, they think that they some big-time ballers or something, but, dude, you know, if you're a big-time baller, you can take it. No, 275 MBA train to go somewhere.
Mm-mm. If you was a baller, you wouldn't be on the MTA. You'd be on Uber, have your own car, your own whip.
And then, all right, so speaking of, like, your own whip or whatever, let me see. There's one time, Johnny. It's crazy one time. I'm on the train. This dude, he he has on like a dress shirt, a dress pants, and so we're both waiting at the same like train stop or whatever. And he's like, he's not trying to like stand near nobody, whatever the case is, right? When somebody comes, he like pulls a little over, whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. So then he gets on the train, he gets a seat. This one, it's like an old lady, right? Her knee touches the dude's like dress pants, right?
Yep.
The dude turns and looks at the lady, he's like, "Yo, don't touch my dress pants with your knees. You won't pay my dry cleaning bill."
Yo, he went. So you told me he went. Oh, a peasant has touched the king. A peasant has touched royalty. Oh.
So he's like, "You can't afford my drop cleaning bill. You don't touch my dress pants like that." And he's like, "Move your knees." And then the lady's like, "I'm not moving my knees. I ain't gonna get bullied by you." He's like, "Then I'm gonna move it for you." He's like, "You move it for me, and I'm gonna call the cops." He's like, "You better move your knees. These clothes don't need to get dry cleaned when I get home." And they just going at each other back and forth, back and forth. And once again, this is the A train. I get on at 42nd Street. So they going back and forth. I'm telling you, to go all the way from there to past Brooklyn into Queens, all my New Yorkers, you know, that's like a close to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
For anybody that's not familiar, it's pretty much an hour train ride that I'm listening to this nonsense for. So I guess to a point where there's like a couple other people like, "Yo, just come. If you got a problem, just go take the Uber. It's such a big baller." Dude shuts up after that.
Well, I don't feel bad for that dude, because like, look, you keep fake pumping yourself saying, "I'm better than this. I make more money than everyone here, and no one's supposed to touch me because they can't afford to." And you're making a ruckus. And if you feel like you're that much bored, then go get on Uber, go get your driver.
Seriously, man, it's a elderly lady. Like, she's just sitting by. If her knees touch you by accident, it's not a big deal. But there's always the interesting stuff that you see in the lovely MT.
It is interesting stuff, man. But wait, let's give shout outs to the hustlers out here. Let's give shout outs to New York hustlers out here. The ones that were in the streets.
The up and coming entrepreneurs.
The ones that were in the streets, but they chose to leave it. You know, the ones that every day provides a great service to the public. They visit each and every train car with this introduction. "Hey, my name's Kevin. I'm here selling candies to keep me off the streets. Will you guys buy my candy to get off the streets? I got me some M&Ms that cost $2. I got Snickers for $3. I got Twizzlers for $2. I got Jolly Ranchers. I got all you need."
But you know what, Johnny, like, I respect the hustle, though. You know, they're trying to put a little pocket change in, and trying to, like, make up a little pocket change. I respect the hustle. They're not out here begging for free money. They out here doing their little thing, you know? And they got the candy sellers. Then they always got the live entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
Popping on the train.
You got the ones that want to dance. They want to dance on the pole. Possibly hit you in the face with the boots. Possibly.
Yeah, I remember one time though, right? Mm-hmm. So this squad, they came on, they dancing and stuff. So the guy, after he's done, you know, they take their hat off, they walk around, they got like plenty of people, right? So they walk around, only like a couple of people give them like a dollar each or whatever the case is, right? The dude puts his hat back on, he's like, "Y'all are some bums on this train, that's all you gonna give us?"
maybe the performance wasn't that great. What was wrong?
Man, I'm telling you, like, you out here, you like trying to convince these people to give you some money. They give you some money, and then you gonna call them a bum when they don't. Like, get that shit out of here.
Nah.
Yeah, I would have to say the craziest moment that I've had on the train, right, was when this one dude pulled the gun out.
Wait, repeat that?
Yeah, so, I'm going home, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get on the train, I got a nice seat. A nice seat, dude, I'm talking prime time window seat. I get to see the lovely undergrounds, right? So this is beautiful seat right here. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at the view. Yeah, all of a sudden, I hear somebody scream, "He got a gun." And I see people flying out that train. Like, I'm like, holy crap, people are gonna fly? Like, I'm talking, they're running out. Man, I just sit on the train. I'm gonna sit in there, because if this dude got a gun, I still didn't see the gun till this day, but everybody ends up running out of the train. There's only like 10 people at most that stays on, me being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The train door closes, all of us got a seat now. We end up going all the way home by ourselves. Perfectly safe.
Yeah, that absolutely sounds like a personal story that I went through too, man. So this is me when I was in school, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wake up in the morning, I woke up a little woozy, just a little woozy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I had a team presentation to go do. So I decide to man up and go take the train, right? So I'm taking the train. I'm taking the train, sitting down, relaxing, you know, hoping this wooziness will be gone, right? Suddenly.
Oh, no, don't tell me you're one of these people that get on the train when you're sick, Johnny.
It was a little bit. It wasn't like I want to throw up. Just a little bit.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Just quoting Nelly. Yeah. Just a little bit. Okay. You know, quoting Nelly. You know, just a little bit. Just a little bit. So I'm just sitting on the train relaxing. Right? It's the morning. Tell me how one moment everything was calm, and then the next moment you see a group of Dominicans, from boys and girls, Dominicans, started running, saying, "He got a gun! He got a gun!" And so, they didn't say that. They just started running. So, because of the fact they was running so scared, everyone in the same cars, including me, started running too. To the point where everybody was tripping over each other. I tripped on top of a woman. Right, someone pulled the emergency stop. So we was in the middle between two stations, right?
Okay.
Waiting. So, okay, what's going on? What's going on? Some dude is there some dude going across each car and shooting up people right now? Was my wooziness a sign from the universe to stay my ass home? Was it that? Oh no, I went against the signs. Right? Nothing happened. But you know what was funny? There was a dude standing by the wall. He pulls up his phone, turns on the camera, and records, "Hey boss, look, listen, I'm not lying. Look, everyone's on the floor, the train stopped. I'm trying to get to work, man. Okay? I'll be there real soon. Don't fire me. Alright? See ya. Bye." Click.
Dude, that's a genius, man.
That's what you're supposed to do, man. We can record on our phones. If something this ridiculous is happening, you record it and send to your boss. Let him know, yo, I'm not lying. I'm not lying just so I can sleep in.
Let me tell you, I'm speaking of not lying here, right? So, I'm not going to say which job this was, but this is during one of my jobs when I was in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, one of my coworkers, he had a to go to school that morning, right?
Yeah.
But he had work that morning. So he didn't tell the boss anything, right? So everyone knows that he takes the E train, right? But on the morning that he has to go to school, he ends up taking the E train, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he takes the E train, whatever the case is. The school is actually walking distance from our job. So he walks over. He ends up getting to work. We start working in the morning. He gets there close to lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the boss is like, why are you late? You didn't even like call or text or anything. What happened? He's like, I had a train derailment. My train derailed. And they're like, you were on the train that derailed this morning? And he's like, yeah, you saw it on the news? And I'm like, wait, what are you mean train derailment? So I go on Google really quick and I type in train derailment. That morning, the 8 train derailed.
What? Yo! Wait, it actually derailed?
The train derailed that morning, right? It was on the news, so like the boss saw it. And I'm like, yo, how do you get so lucky? You're supposed to be here like 4 hours ago. Like, wow, you're okay? Like, you want to go home and take the day? Like, you're okay? He said, yeah, no, I'm fine. I can work now.
That's New York resilience right there, man. That is New York resilience. Even after going to a traumatic event, a New Yorker still goes perform.
I don't know, but he wasn't on the derailed train. He took the E train to go to school.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's awesome thing. So he, where he lives, right? He takes the E train to go to work.
Uh-huh.
When he goes to school, he ends up taking the E train to the school. It's walking distance, but it's still like, you know, the E train is closer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he takes the E train. He goes to school. He does whatever he has to do in school all morning. He doesn't let the boss know that he's going to be late to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he finishes work. He finishes the school tire, and he walks over to work. He comes up, and then the boss goes over and says, why are you late? You know, you're a couple hours late, you didn't call, you didn't text, you didn't, like, let us know that you're going to be late. He's like, yeah, but my train derailed this morning. And then the boss is like, oh, that's right, you take the A train and it derailed on you. He's like, yeah, you saw it on the news? He's like, yeah, I did, you were on the train with the derailed. He's like, yeah, you didn't see on the news, they finally just got the people out, that's how I had to get to work.
That is...
He did not take the E-train. It just so happened the day that he had something to do in the morning and be late, the train derailed. It worked in his favor.
That is the most beautiful, beautiful lie to have, because, wow.
And like, I couldn't believe this, right? Because he told me what he had to do. So after the boss leaves, I go on Google and I take really quick up the computer train derailment. So then I go over to my coworker and I'm like, dude, there really was a train derailment this morning. He's like, yeah, I know, I'm pretty lucky, right? I'm like, yeah, you are. You would have fired.
Yup.
And mind you, the reason I said you would have got fired, right? You got caught several times at work watching Netflix.
Oh.
So that would have been his last train.
The universe is watching out for him. That's what it was. The universe is watching out for him.
The dude, I couldn't believe it with my own two eyes. I'm like, holy cow. Did this train just derail just for you to, like, have a perfect excuse?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, dude. It was gold.
You know, son, man, when you think about the New York City transit system, it is a marvel. Have you ever got off a train stop and you realize that you're in a labyrinth? You don't even know which way is the right way to get out of that train station. You know what I'm talking about?
Dude, every time you take a new train and you go, like, the smaller stop is fine, it's pretty simple, but when you go to bigger places, like near, what's it called, Rockefeller Center, that is a maze. You go near
World Trade Center. Don't forget that spot.
Yes. All the major spots. There's like a mall and stuff in there where you are in the maze. You're like, holy crap, I just need to get the exit. I don't need to walk into the Apple store right now. Where's the exit?
Mm-hmm. Or you're trying to transport to a different train. So you're to the E train. You're trying to transport to the J train. But you don't know which staircase gets you up there.
Dude. Yeah. There are certain, like, train stops in Manhattan. You can literally walk from underground from one train to mm-hmm. another train. Like, literally. It's like mazes down there, man. But I think for everyone, especially if you guys have not visited New York, you guys gotta come on over, pay the $275 a ride, and get that one to none experience.
And do it on a Saturday. Do it on a Saturday. Have plans on a Saturday to meet your friends at 4 o'clock, and then you take that train at 3 o'clock, because you don't live that far from that. You don't live far from the location you all agreed to meet on. But guess what? Train repairs. They got to repair and improve the train performances.
Dude, I try to avoid train on Saturday just for that reason. A 30-minute commute is like an hour and a half to 2 hours on a Saturday, dude.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? Guess what? Forget about the express. Got to that local.
No, you know what? They can't, man. Why are you letting them take it? Let them take it on a weekday, where Mister, you touch me with your knee. You gotta take it when he's there, man. On the weekday, he's coming home from work in his fancy desk clothes.
Mm-hmm. Or you gotta go hang out with the steel. You step my Tim's one more time, B. Step on my Tim's one more time, B. We got problems.
Anyway, I swear I'm not fitted, man. I will knock you out. I swear to my Tim's right now.
You know.
Touch me one more time.
I swear on my fitted cap right here. I swear on my fitted cap, bruh.
Dude, I remember one time I got on the train, man. I'm completely new to it. Because back in high school, I didn't take the train much. I used to take the bus. So I get on the train. My duffel bag ends up, like brushing off on this one dude.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude started going off on me. He's like, yo, you touched me with your bag and you didn't even say sorry. I'm like, my bad, dude. I'm sorry. He's like, nah, I don't want your apology. Don't apologize to me. I never wanted your apology. I'm like, holy crap, are you serious? I'm just trying to go to work right now, dude. I'm trying to go to work.
You disrespected him, man.
Nah, he's like, nah, man, you know how to square up. I'm like, what are you talking about? This square up right now. It's too early for this crap. So I'm just looking at this dude. I'm like, alright, whatever. Let me see what he's gonna do. This girl actually comes in the middle. She's like, dude, calm down. He said he's sorry. Let him go on his way, you go on your way. So I'm just watching this all play out. He's like, who the hell is you? And then she's like, did I stutter? Did you not understand what I told you? So then they start yelling. So I'm like, alright, she got this. What am I going to do here now?
Mm-hmm.
I just mind my own business because I only got 2 more stops. I get off and I keep going. It was arguing the whole time.
they didn't even notice that you leave. They said, what you just say? What you just say to me, girl? You heard what I said? You heard me?
The dude told me to square up. And then she pops up out the door. I'm like, all right, cool. It's playing out fine for me. I'm out of here.
It was messed up, dude. That girl came to save you, and you left her with that. Now he's telling her, yo, you know what? You know what, girl? Score up. Come on, let's go. I'm good from the shoulders, B. I'm good from the shoulders, man.
Nah, dude, like, I was not scared of this dude. Like, I'm just like looking at him. I'm like, nah, you just like make yourself look like a fool right now. Like, it's early in the morning. Nobody got time for this nonsense right now. If you want to square up, that's on you. But the crazy, let me see, there's that. The crazy part though, right, Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
So I have been taking a lot of public transportation in like different cities, right?
Yep.
But last year for work, I went to London, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I took their public transportation, which is called a tube. And it was very eye-opening for me. And the reason I say that, right, they literally have so many workers out there that they're helping people, like, nonstop. They're like, you want to go there, you got to take this one. Or you want to go there, you got to take, you know, that train. Or the train will be here in 10 minutes. Or, like, you know how I told you.
That is not like, a New York. That's not your experience, man.
You know how it is in New York. It's just like, turnstile is literally like a pole. You can just hop over and keep going.
Yep.
Like there, right? It's like these like slide up kind of door type of thing. It's like plastic or like whatever the material is, but you tap the card, but you really can't hop over this. And there's so many people out there, you're not even going to think about hopping over it. It's a completely different atmosphere. And the people there, they're more to themselves. There wasn't really the same type of squishing each other as in New York. And this is what I'm curious from everybody right now. DM Johnny and myself, the your commuting story, if you guys live in a different city, different country, whatever the case is, let us know what it's like where you guys live. And if you guys are from New York, let us know the craziest story you have while you're on the train. We're pretty curious to see what else you guys go through. If it's anything like what we've been through, who knows? Maybe it's even more crazy.
Oh yeah, man. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear these stories. These people's personal stories of taking New York City trains. And you know what? I'm at buses too, because you know the bus system's also crazy too.
Dude, the bus is a story on its own, man. That's a story for another day. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. The stuff that I went through when I took the buses in high school, definitely different story.
Yep. But you know, son, and just for our final explanation for New York City and its MTA situation, just know that the repairs and improvements they do on every Saturday doesn't mean nothing. I just want you to let you know that. It's the same service.
Yes. Yeah, no, I think the MTA's motto is we strive to remain the same.
Mm-hmm.
We will continue to improve our system to run the same way as it did yesterday.
Your inconvenience is our pleasure.
Yes, it is.
And
if you get somewhere on time, we are doing a bad job.
Yup, and
please be late.
And we're gonna raise the fare every couple of years, so against that, just don't expect improvement. We just raise the fares.
We will charge you more for less or worse service. That's what we're here for. Our name is DMTA. Mm-hmm. And with that, guys, it's your boy Axel Flex.
Johnny Facts.
And we're signing off for today. Peace.
Peace.